Be'ezus Hashem, the shir tonight should be a schus for Shalema for Chaim Moshe ben Leah. Additionally, it should be a ilu neshama for my grandfather, whose yahrzeit was today, Chaim Yitzchok ben Yeshaya Aryeh.
With
Leibukuto.
Yeah. Today isn't tomorrow.
Today was yesterday. So, we'd like to share with the ilam a fundamental idea about Limud HaTorah, which the Beis Halevi expounds on. And hopefully, maybe, perhaps, it could shed some light on Birch Sater as well. This Beis Halevi is found in Parshas Yisrael, and he's based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Samaches. The pasuk says, Alisa Lamorim, we ascend up Shemaim, Shavisa Shevi, we take captive. Shevi is captive. Lekachas Matonis Ba'adam. We take a present, a gift, matana. So this is the pasuk. Lisa lamarim shavisa shevi lekachas matanas ba'adam af sirim lishkoin kavelikem. So he says that we have to analyze this pasuk and try to understand something. He says, first of all, there seems to be contradictory ideas over here. This pasuk makes no sense. He says that L'chaira, a Shevi, which is to take captive, is the exact opposite as a Matana, right? A captive is that you're taking forcefully from the one who you're taking it from, and he's giving it to you b'sina, he's not even giving it to you, you're taking it away from him. And Matana is the exact opposite, that you're receiving from him, and he's giving it to you with Ava and love, and he's giving it to you, right? So a Shevi, a captive, and Matana is the opposites. How could the Pasuk put them together? The second question is that the pasuk says lakachas matonis, lakachta matonis. So that also is hard to understand because a matana is something that the giver gives. Totally, it's coming from the giver. It has nothing to do with the taker. The taker is just receiving. It would be more appropriate to say nosan matonis or mekabel matonis. A lekach many times is understood in like a mekach hamemkar, where there's a two sides, right? There's the meicher and the lekeach. Lokach is a two-way deal. The seller wants to sell it, and the buyer wants to buy it. So lokach matan is also, the two things are also, don't really stem together well. So this is his question. There's three words here which are like, don't work with each other. So he says an amazing idea, which opens up a tremendous topic. And he says that this pasuk, these three things, shevi, lekicha, and matana, represent three levels of limud ha-Torah. Three levels of Limud HaTorah. And we're going to explain what he says, and then we'll try to bring it down, hopefully, to our level, like how we could, what we get out of this. And that is like this. He says, the Pasuk is saying, from lower level to higher level, Shevi, Lakicha, and Matana, levels of Limud HaTorah. What is he talking about? So he says, based on Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah says as follows. The Gemara and Megillah is in the Avavah Mebeis. The Gemara says, if someone tells you, Agati, I toiled, I tried to understand the Gemara, V'loy Matzasi, and I didn't find, I tried to understand something in Torah, and I wasn't successful. Al Tamed, don't believe him. Very interesting thing. Loy Agati, Umatzasi, I didn't work hard, and I found I understand it. Al Tamed, don't believe him. Yogati Umatzasi Tamed. But if he says, I worked hard, and I found Pshat, I understand it, then you can believe him. And the Gemara says that this is a very interesting thing here. He says that the Gemara says that you see from here that there's a level of Limud HaTorah that's dependent on one thing only, on your hard work. If you work hard, right, then you'll get it. And if you don't work hard, and if a person says, Yogati v'loy matzasi, I worked hard and I didn't get it. Al Tamin, wait a second, says, why don't you believe him? Maybe he didn't get it because he doesn't have schusim. Maybe he didn't get it because he was learning shaloi lishma. Maybe he didn't get it because he was learning for the wrong reason or he's not, right? What do you see? You see that there's a level of Limud HaTorah, which he calls Limud HaTorah shaloi lishma, right? Shaloi lishma, when a person learns not for the right reason, right? That is, if a person works hard, he'll get the Torah. That's one level. Why is this? Hashem established in the Torah that there's a level of Limud HaTorah that a person could be kind of Torah just by working hard, and he doesn't have to be roi. He doesn't have to be worthy of getting the Halakha Torah. He doesn't, just by working, we'll get the Torah. Amazing idea. This, he says, is Shevi. Shevi is captive. This person is, so to say, taken captive of the Torah. Hashem wants it this way. But it really, there's no, this person doesn't have the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have necessarily the Ava, right? He's learning to get covered. He's learning for ulterior motives. But as long as we've discussed in the past, there's one thing that he needs. He needs Yir Shemaim. We said, Teich Shaloi L'Shma Ba L'Shma, there has to be Yir Shemaim. If he has Yir Shemaim, and he learns, even if it's for other reasons, he'll get the Torah. And that's Shevi, says the Beis Halevi. Shevi is, he's taken captive. It's coming totally from the Hashem established that if a person works, he'll get it no matter what.
It's not the real Yogati.
Well, it's yoga, if he's Yogaya, if he works hard, then he'll get it. Just by the fact, it's not the ultimate level, because we want to reach the level of Lashma, and that's going to be the next level. But he says like this, the Gemara over there says that this rule of getting the Torah through Yegia, and only Yegia, even though he's not really worthy, lo yamaron ela l'chadudi, this is only for chidud, is to understand the Torah, like the sharpening, to get the, he calls it pilpul v'chidud, to get to understand the Gemara, to understand something, to pilpul, to mfalf, to say a pshat in something. That level is what a person could attain through this limud ha-Torah, which is not lishma. Avalu ukme girsa, but in order to be ukme girsa, what does that mean? So Rashi says, in order that the Torah should stay by him, and he shouldn't lose the Torah that he learned. And the Beis Levi adds also, in order that he should get halacha lamaisa, right? The ukme girsa also includes that he should learn Torah in a way that he should have the halacha lamaisa with the clarity. Those two things, to not to forget the Torah, and to have the halacha lamaisa, the clarity, the halacha, you should have the halacha lamaisa, that needs siyata d'shmaya, says the Gemara. Siyata min shmaya. That already, he needs siyata d'shmaya. So what does that mean, siyata d'shmaya? Says the Beis Halevi, what that means is, for that, he needs to learn Torah l'shma. If he learns Torah with love, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love for the Torah, right? And that happens when a person starts learning the lower level, then a person, then he comes to the next level. That level is that a person has to work on it, he has to do his end, but then Hashem gives siyata d'shmaya and gives him the Torah, and then he could remember his Torah, and he could halacha l'maisa, and that's the second level called lekach. It's two sides. It's coming from both ends. He's putting in his effort, and Hashem wants to, he's learning with l'shma, he's learning Torah l'shma. Since he's learning Lishma, Hashem wants to give him Siyata Lishmaya and bestows on him that level of Torah. So that's the second level. So the third level, he says, is like the Mishnah and Avos says. The Mishnah and Avos says that someone called the beginning of the sixth parak, Remeir Aymer, Kol Isaac with Torah Lishma. Someone who learns Torah l'shma, he gets a lot of things. And one of the things is, they reveal to him the secrets of the Torah. So he says, the Beis Halevi says something very interesting. He says, the secrets of the Torah doesn't come through amelus. It's not that you work, it's not something that you work hard for and you get it. It's totally matana. If a person learns the second level, he learns Torah l'shma, then after a certain amount of time, Hashem starts to bestow on him. All he needs to do is learn Torah l'shma, learn the Torah that we have, and then he'll be zeicha to the matana of the seidos haTorah, the secrets of the Torah, the hidden parts of the Torah, and that comes sort of automatically. If he learns the Torah l'shma, and he says, that's the pshat of the pasuk in Tehillim, this Torah is Hashem, and this Torah is Sai. Hashem's Torah and my Torah. Hashem's Torah is Sai this Torah. If a person wants the Torah is Hashem, he wants Sai this Torah, you know what he needs to do? He just needs to learn Torah l'shma, and then Megalon l'Rosi Torah, everything comes after that. And he says that is the idea of Matana. That's something.
That's not
a funny idea. No. His words are that he says, the Megalon l'Sai this. I don't know what he means. But that's not, it doesn't come. It comes from Hashem, opens a person up to these secrets of the Torah, and a person gets the gift. The gift. It's nothing to do with him anymore. It's a gift. It's not coming from him. So there's three levels. The first level is Limud HaTorah Shaloi L'shma. Person learns Shaloi L'shma, his ulterior motives, Okay, he needs Yerush Shemayim for that, but he's learning for other reasons. Right? And that is all dependent on one thing and one thing only. Yegiyah, he has to work hard. If he does, he takes captive of the Torah, he'll get it. Hashem established it that way. It's a very interesting thing. I think by the Briskers, they're very into this because it's brought down that the Brisker Rav was Noyig, very interesting minhag. They say that he didn't give a Birchas Mazel Tov to Bar Mitzvah Bachar on the day of his Bar Mitzvah. He says, because what's when it comes Bar Mitzvah, to have Hatzlach and Torah Mitzvahs, it depends on one thing and one thing only. It's a Yegiyah. So what are you going to say, mazel? Are you going to say mazel tov?
You should never say mazel.
No, if a person a chasna, you should mazel with a shidduch. But he says, but Torah mitzvahs, the bar mitzvah is all about Torah mitzvahs. He says, what are you, mazel tov? In fact, I have a personal story that when I went for the first time to Eretz Yisrael, so my older brother was learning by David Salvechik. So he said an interesting thing. So we went. I was all shy. My brother brought me into him. So my brother said he wants a bracha for Torah. So I remember David saying, what was past the bracha of Torah? Is that an appropriate bracha on Torah? You got the matzasa. I think ultimately he did give. I don't remember exactly what happened. But this idea that it's the first level of Torah is dependent on a person's work. It's not a matter of Hashem established the Torah in a way that the first level of Torah, pilpul v'chidud, that pilpul v'chidud comes just by hard work, and a person doesn't have to be really. He doesn't have to be learning for a good reason. He's not roy. Umaisa, that's the way Hashem established it. But then mitoch shaloy lishma balishma. That leads to the next level that a person loves. He gets the geshmak in Torah from the isak and pilpul. He gets the geshmak and he starts to learn Torah lishma. And then already he gets to the next level of Torah lishma. And then Hashem helps him. Then it's with siyata nishmaya. And then ultimately it could reach to the highest level of Ubisay Rasa Yaga of Teres Hashem Khefze, that he gets the Teres from Hashem. This is what he says. Now, just to bring it down a little bit to our level, you know, it sounds like we're talking about ideas, Teres Lashma, Seydis HaTeres, these things are a little bit, you know, removed from us, we feel like. But the truth is, it's not so far removed. And that is like this. The Nefesh HaChaim, and in Prokem, in Perek Dalet, he says that the idea of mitoch shaloy lishma balishma doesn't mean, Chazal say, a person should always learn shaloy lishma, mitoch shaloy lishma balishma. It doesn't necessarily mean, he says, that, a person's going to learn shaloy lishma, then he's going to start learning lishma for the rest of his life. It doesn't mean that. It means if a person is always learning, every day he makes sure to, you know, he puts in his time to learn, he makes sure to have a kfiyas itim, over time, it's inevitable that at some point in time during his learning, he'll have a second or two of lishma. And for that, it was kedai, unbelievable. Mitoch shaloy lishma, in the lishma, he'll have a minute here or a minute there of lishma. It could happen over the years, a person's life, he'll get a few moments here and there of lishma, and it's worth it. And then he goes and he says a tremendous chiddush. He says, "Built the after, it's impossible. Shaloy kanas beliboy beemtza halima. Sometimes in the middle of learning, I'll call panim zman muet kavana ritzli lishma. It's going to happen. Umeyata, and now." Whatever you learn, niskadesh, it becomes niskadesh v'nitar. It becomes tar ad oisa is cut and shekivim by lishma. The little lishma that a person has could flip over all his learning shaloy lishma and be makadesha and be mitaret. Chiddush from the Nefesh HaChaim, unbelievable. So we talk about people who learn tar lishma. We also could connect to that by keeping up our limud haTorah, which could be maybe it's not the perfect lishma, maybe not always is a lishma, but the bottom line is that mitoch shaloy lishma means that sometimes here and there we get a geshmak, we love the Torah, and that's a limud lishma. Oh, that limud lishma could actually transform all our learning. So this is something which is relevant to us on our level. Now the last level of seydis haTorah, it's true that most Yidden Klal Yisrael in this world are not zeichet to seydis haTorah on the highest level, and that's something actually which comes, as far as I'm saying, that when a person learns in this world, then in the next world, that's when he gets the seydis haTorah. That comes to that. Omel, we said from the Rambam that the nafshis haTzadikim mitzuyim shem b'lei omel, that's when that level of Torah, the person is zeichet to the seydis haTorah. But the truth is that even in this world, we know that when it comes to Ruchnias, and see, Ruchnias and Gashmias work very differently. Gashmias is very factual. If you have it physically, then you have it, and if you don't, you don't. But when it comes to Ruchnias, it's brought down, I believe Reb Tzadik says an idea Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. And that means that in Ruchnius, if a person wants something, even if he doesn't have that level of Ruchnius, the mere being mevakishet, the mere wanting it, knowing about it, and I want that madrega, even though I'm not holding by it, but I want it, that itself, he gets a kinyan in something. That itself, the wanting it, brings him simcha. Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. The being mevakish Hashem, wanting to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself brings a person simcha, even if he's not. So it could be that we talk, say this atar, it's not really very, we're very far removed from it. But the fact that we know that it exists and we want to have that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that connect to the highest level of Torah, to get to know Kaviyocha, what it means to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the ultimate, the way, the furthest way that we could perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, to want that, to have a rutzin for that, that itself brings it, gives us some connection and brings us Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. So just keep in mind that these three levels are relevant to us on some level. So I'm going to move on to this like this. Perhaps this is something which I don't know if this is MS, but perhaps we could suggest that these three levels, these three madrigas of Torah, are really alluded to. Are really this the three brachas of Berachas Torah could correspond to these three levels, and they go in order. The first bracha, what's the first bracha? Lasik b'divrei Torah. We know Esek, the Taz says Esek is pilpul. He says Esek is to be mafalfel in the Torah, to learn the Torah. Right? That's pilpul v'chidud. Lasik b'divrei Torah. Are the mitzvahs? Lo'elam yasik adam b'tera mitzvah shloi l'shma. Just learn. Learn whatever your reason is. As long as it's not lakanter and as long as there's a level of Yerushalayim, go learn. That's our mitzvah. Our mitzvah is to start. To start even on the level that we're in. We're not holding by Torah Lishma. Lasoik b'divrei Torah. Lasoik, Esek, is to be involved. Get involved, be mefalfel. Right? Learn a Black Amara, learn a Mishnah, learn a Pasuk. Just learn, even if it's not for the right motive. That's the first level of Torah. We know what happens. Automatically, that's what happens, right? How does that happen? A person starts to learn, and it's geshmak, right? So we dive in that. It should be, right? That's the second bracha. Hashem, we ask for Hashem, it should be sweet, right? The Torah should be sweet, and then we should come to a level of Torah Lishma, like we end, right? We say in the bracha, we say, we should come to that level. The second bracha is the second level of the matana, that now already there's a two-way, that we're getting the Torah from Hashem on a higher level because we're learning Torah Lishma. The Torah should be sweet, and then we should reach that second level of Torah Lishma. And that's why in that bracha we daven for our children. Right, we say v'niya nachnu v'tzatzeinu. They should also learn. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is Zeratzei today, also the Shulchan Aruch Zeratzei, he brings this based on Beis Yosef, but he says words very interesting in Mem Zayin, Simon Mem Zayin, and Hilchos Berachos HaTorah. He says that someone who's oisik in Torah Lishma, he's zoicha to the shalsheles, a hanimshach, the chain that is bestowed upon those who learn Torah Lishma, and that is lo yamushu mipichom mipizaracha. He says that's why when we daven and we Torah Lishma, we say shetase shelotzayu bakashasay shemevakish bebrachos avniya nachnu v'setzeinu. Then when we're davening for the Torah Lishma, if we have that level of Torah Lishma, then we could have that. Then we could be zayicha to that bracha of lo yamushu mipichom mipizaracha zerzaracha. That bracha that the Torah continues to the next door. Is when there's Torah Lishma, there's a level of Torah Lishma, then it goes to the next star. So that's how Baharavna, which is all about the second level of Torah, learning Torah on the second level, we're reaching Mitoich Shalai Lishma Baal Lishma, Baharavna, goes Vav Achibar, right? From Mitoich Shalai Lishma Baal Lishma, we reach Baharavna, we reach into the second stage of Limud HaTorah, and that's Baharavna, and that's Torah Lishma. And the third bracha, perhaps, is the highest level. That Hashem chose us from all the nations to come to that, the ultimate level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate level of Yishakenim Neshika Espiyu, right? That's the Sayyidah HaTorah. That level is our Baruch HaBanu Mekol Amim V'nosan, that's an asina. V'nosan lono, right? V'nosan lono, it's a matono. That level is a matono. It's an interesting, the middle bracha is hamelamed Torah. We're learning, Hashem is teaching, is being melamed at us. Two ways, it's a mekach. The third bracha is nosan. It doesn't say anything about learning. Hashem is totally bestowing a matona, the Torah, that's already after in the melamed. A person starts, Hashem bestows on the person, v'nosan lono es toirosoi, right? Toiras Hashem cheftzai. This is not Ramalame Torah le'am Yisrael, Torah. This is toirosoi. This is Rabbi Toiras Hashem cheftzai. It's Hashem's Torah. The pneumius and the secrets of the Torah is called Hashem's Torah. It's v'nosan lono es toirosoi. That's the three levels of Torah. These three levels is an order that we start off mitayek shalay lishma, but then that automatically brings to bal lishma, and then ultimately is this highest level of nesina satayra. And it's a morning the gazach. Perhaps this could really shed light on Ava Rabba. Let's analyze a little bit the bracha we say every day. Beautiful bracha Ava Rabba. We're gonna read the bracha, but we're going to ask some ha'aras here. If you analyze the text of Ava Rabba, there's some very interesting things. We start off with a hakadama, an introduction. Before we start asking Hashem for atzlach and tayr, we make a hakadama. Ava Rabba, aftonu Hashem alakenu, chem lo gedoyla, a lot of compassion. Okay? What's the story with this hakadama? But then it's very interesting. We go on, avinu malkenu, bavur avisein, shabbat chuvacha, right? Our father, our king, because of our fathers that they trust in you, you should give us Torah. But then there's like a restart. Avinu avarachamon, hamarachim rachim aleinu. Why is this two separate requests? We should start off avinu malkeinu, right? We start asking for things, and then we press the restart button, and we go again. Avinu, like a new sentence. Avinu avarachamon. What's the two things? What are the two things? And in fact, even in these two things, there's differences. Right? The first one is Bavur Aviseinu, and all we say is one thing. Chaneinu Slamdeinu. Chaneinu Slamdeinu. And the third one is much more Barichas. Avinu Varachman. And we don't say Malkeinu, we just say Avinu. And we say, Sein Bulabeinu, L'Hovin, L'Haskel, L'Shmael. It's another, what's going on here? And the third thing is that after we give our whole settle, of all the things we're asking for in Torah, right? Same bilbein lahovin or lahaskil, lishmaya, lumoy, lulame, lishmar, velasis. It's like we finished the whole, like, what else could you ask for? Right? The lakayim is called the resound of the Ezek. And then we do like a restart. What's that? We just asked for Tatzlach and Torah. What's v'horer? After we ask for everything, there's like a new thing. What's going on? So it's an amazing thing. Perhaps that's these three levels in order we're asking for. And that is like this. The first is, we start to ask for Hatzlacha and Torah, the first level, right? We should have Hatzlacha in our learning, like you said, Hatzlacha. Hatzlacha in our learning of Torah Shaloi Lishma. We're not worthy. We start off learning, we're not worthy to get the Heilige Torah from Hashem. We're not worthy to get the Torah. So we give a Hakdoma. What do we say? Ava Rabba Avtonu, you have an Ava and a Chemla. What's Chemla? Chemla is compassion. As far as I'm saying, I'll read from the Polotsker Magid, and it's also in the Eitz Yosef. Loshen Chemla is referring to someone, Aflamisha Enei Toi V'Hogon, someone who's not good, he's not worthy. Like it says, V'Rechamti Yisashar Arachim, Aflamisha Enei Hogon. Where we start off by giving a Hakdama. Hashem, you have compassion on us. Meaning, you bestow the Torah to us, even though we're not worthy. Right? That's what we start off. In order to ask Hashem for the Hatzlacha in the first level of Torah, we start off, we say, we're not worthy. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Torah, we're not worthy. And then we start with the Bakasha. We say, Avinu Malkeinu. Malkeinu is a lower level. Malkeinu is that we're like an Eved. Right? We're a lower level. Av is a Av and a Ben, that's a higher level. Someone who's a Ben, that's Ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malkeinu is the Madreg of an Eved of Yira. Here we're holding Avinu Malkeinu. We're not, it's not just Avinu, it's Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu. What do we say? We don't have a schosim, but Bavur Aviseinu. Lamaisa, the Ovis, the Svarim say, they had a bracha of Leyumushu. They learned Torah Lishma. They have a bracha of Leyumushu Picha. So we should get the Torah B'schus them. We're not learning Torah Lishma necessarily, but they have a bracha of Bavura. So Bavur Aviseinu, we should come to the Torah because Bavur Aviseinu came to Chaneinu Uslamdeinu. What's Chaneinu? It's Platzker Magid. Came to Chaneinu. B'man Aschinam. Afshainonu Kedai. We're not worthy. The first level of Torah is we're not worthy. But came to Chaneinu Uslamdeinu. Came to Chaneinu Uslamdeinu. And all we're asking for is Lamdeinu. That's nothing more than that. Then, once after that, we have a new bakasha. Avinu Avarachman. Now we leave the Malkeinu. Now we reach the level of Lishma, which is the Madrega of Ava. The Torah Lishma is the Madrega of Ava. Avinu Avarachman. Now it's not Malkeinu anymore. We're Banim. We're Banim Lamakim. We're Avinu Avarachman. Hamarachim Rachim Oleinu. Now we should be Zeicha to all the Madregas in Torah. Lahavin Ulahaskil. What's Lahaskil? As far as the Palatska Maga brings down. What does the Haskell mean? Shenaskil loymar shmeitz aliba de hilchasa. That we should mechaven to the halacha lemaisa. Like the pasuk says in Shmuel, that he David lechol drochov maskil v'Hashem imoy. Hashem is with him. Chazal say in the Gemara Sanhedrin, shalacha kemoitze b'chol mokim. David lechol drochov maskil v'Hashem imoy. He was maskil lehaskil. We should be zeichet to halacha lemaisa. That's the madrega of leuk megirsa. Right, that's the next level of matana. Lahavin alhaskel lishmoya lilmud olami lishmar. What's lishmar? It brings down pirish shetitin lanu zikaron. It should be shomer by us. The Torah should stay by us. She shomer atzleinu leval nishkach mimena leilam. We shouldn't forget the Torah. That's leuk megirsa. We should have all the levels of leuk megirsa siyata deshmaya in learning. We should have all these levels. Oh. All these things should be be'ahava. The madrega of Torah Lishma is Ava. And we're learning Torah Matecha Ava. That's the difference between Shaloi Lishma and Lishma. Shaloi Lishma, a person needs Yira, but he's learning that he has madrega from Yira, but it's not Lishma yet. Lishma is be'ahava, that all these things should be be'ahava. So that's the second thing. And then we go on and we say, V'hoyer einenu b'sayra secha. What's v'chayr einenu asking for? So, the Yavetz says, v'chayr einenu, he says, be'or, we should enlighten our eyes, be'or nishmas ha-Torah, in the light of the neshama of the Torah. The neshama of the Torah is the sayyidist, the secrets of the Torah. K'mo she'amar akos of gal einai, open my eyes up. It's not, I'm not doing anything, but Hashem just opens our eyes up. And we see things, right? And I found also that the Rabbi Yitzchak Maltzen in his Hagois to the Evan Shlema in Perakir Aleph Ois Beis, he also says this. He says, "Tiknu bebirchas Ava Rabba she birchas Atari." Called it a birchas Atari. Metchila lomud lalamid. First we ask for lomud lalamid. Va'achar kach v'hoir einenu dekoi al pnimiyas Atari. Hoir einenu is referring to the pnimiyas Atari. So that's these three levels. We start off with an introduction. We're not worthy, but we could ask Hashem for atzlach and Torah. Avinu Malkeinu, right? Bavur Aviseinu, b'schus that they had a bracha of leimush and picha. Bavur Aviseinu shabat talamdim chukechaim came to chaneinu b'mischanen, and even though we're not worthy, talamdeinu teach us, give us the Torah. And then we take shaloi lishma balishma avinu over rachamon hamerachim rachim aleinu v'seim b'libeinu lachovin or lahaskil. Lishmoya lilmur dilame lishma vlasu lakaim is kol divrei salmo teresecha ba'ava. The Torah should be mitechava. And then ultimately, v'hoyer einenu b'sarasecha, the highest level of Torah. So that's these three levels. And perhaps it's beautiful, the Gemara Bracha says, that someone who didn't say birch satara, and then he davens, he doesn't need to say birch satara. Shikfar niftar ba'ava rabba. He was yoytze the birch satara and ava rabba. The ava rabba incorporates all the levels of Torah. Shekvar niftar ba'ava rabba. He has that all the levels. He asks for all the levels, and even if we're not holding by it, but yismach le mevakshe Hashem, we ask every day. Einenu b'sayra secha. Einenu, our eyes on the Torah. We're asking for sayra secha. Yes, we ask for it. That itself we have a connection. Yismach le mevakshe Hashem. That's the three levels. We'll just end off with a Maridik Medrash. The Medrash in Parashas Vayishlach, Medrash Rabbah, says a very interesting thing. In the Parasha of Chamor, Shemen and Chamor. Rish Lakish Amar. The Gimel L'shoinai Shel Chiba, there's three l'shoynus of chiba, of love. Chibei v'hakadosh baruch hu es Yisrael. Hashem has three l'shoynus of chiba that he expresses to Kal Yisrael. B'dvika, l'shon of dvekus, dovik, they like to cling. B'chashika, l'shon of cheshek. B'chafitza, to chafetz, to want. These three things. The Medrash brings makaris. B'dvika, v'atam hadvekim, v'hashem alikeichem chayim kolcham ayayim. B'chashika, what's chashika? It says in Dvarim, lo merubchem mikol ha'amim, Hashem, choshak Hashem b'chem, right? Hashem doesn't have a cheshek in you. Lo merubchem mikol ha'amim, choshak, loshen cheshek. U'b'chafitza, as a pasuk in Malachi, v'ishru eschem kol ha'goyim, kisiu atem eretz chofetz. Chofetz, it seems like there's a chofetz. What are these three things? It's an amazing thing I found. And this, one of the Mefarshim, the Eshet HaNachalim, he says an amazing thing. He says, the difference between the three things are as follows. Cheshek, what's Cheshek? Cheshek is a koyach nafshi, he calls it, mebli siba mu'uma. There's no real reason why you want something. So I don't know if you want something, but there's no real reason. Cheshek halev. Mebli siba mu'uma, rak cheshek halev. He just wants it. You just want something. Without a cheshek, you just have a cheshek for something. You can't, there's not like a reason that if I get this thing, then it will help me with something or any reason. It's just a cheshek. You have a cheshek for something. I have a cheshek. That's cheshek. No reason. No good reason, for, as they say, for no good reason, you have a cheshek. Another thing is, he says, chefetz is mitzad ha-tachlis v'ha-toiv ha-nimtzaboy. You want something because the thing could provide a tayelis. Something could come out of it, so you want it. You don't just have this. You don't just. It's not like you have a cheshek in it. You want it because it could bring. It could. Something could develop from it. Something you could get out of it. So you have a chefetz for that thing. Dvika is the highest level. Dvika is, he says, is ava aza admaoid. When a person has such a love for something, atshe nidbak boy bli pir, that he just comes connected with the thing, and it's like you're one with the thing. You're dovik. There's a dvekas, there's a very strong connection. That's dovik. That's dvika. When there's a cling, it's mamash like it's one. These are three things, three l'shoynes of chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows to Kol Yisrael. So what are these three things? We'll just end off with a machshava. Could be it's these three things. The lowest level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows ava to us, right? Ava rabav tanu, is that he gives us the Torah. He made a tenai that if a person learns Torah, even if it's shloi l'shma, he's learning for his kavod, whatever it is, he's going to get the hilgat Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. Now, why is that? What does Hashem have? What is that? Hashem, that's cheshek. Hashem, for no reason. There's not a reason, necessarily, that we ourselves are zoicha to the Torah. What, for what reason is being expressed? What is the person, for what reason does Hashem want to give the person the Torah to the person? There is no reason. It's just a cheshek. Hashem has a cheshek to give to us. In fact, the Pasuk says, on the Pasuk cheshek, lo merubchem mikol ha'amim, Choshak Hashem b'chem. This cheshek that you have, this cheshek, we can't explain it. It's a cheshek. The pasuk continues. Kmi avas Hashem u'mishamrei es hashvu asher nishba la'aseichem. Hashem is keeping the shvu. You have it's a cheshek. Hashem has by us a cheshek for klai. So who are we? Who are we for no good reason? Hakadosh Baruch Hu has avatos. We're shalei l'shma. We're learning Torah shalei l'shma. Hashem has a cheshek. As if there's no reason, but Hashem is has a cheshek for us. He's giving us the Torah. That's a cheshek. The next level is when a person reaches the level of the Torah Lishma. We know Torah Lishma, a person, that's chifetz. When a person learns Torah Lishma, Hashem wants the person because he has a tremendous tayelas out of this person. Why? The Mishnah Nova says, whoever learns Torah Lishma, Nikra Reya, is a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a friend. It says, Nefesh HaChaim, Shardal, Perikid Beis. Why is he a friend? He becomes a partner with Hashem in Hashem's business. He's mekayim atas kol ha'ilamos, basic terasai. When a person learns Torah Lishma, that minute of Torah Lishma, that he learns that 1 second, he gets a grishmak, he starts to learn a mitaych ha'ava, that minute, he becomes a shutef with Hashem in Hashem's business. Hashem's, what's Hashem's business? Keeping the world going, right? That's what he says. I'm a kaim atas kol oilom is basically rasi. Ubildizef, not for this limud haTorah, hayu choizrim kulam l'tayu v'vayu. The world would be destroyed. Hashem has a tremendous chefetz in this person, right? Because of the te'elas, what he's bringing to the business, right? That's a chefetz. HaKadosh Baruch is a chefetz in this person. It's a tremendous chefetz. But then there's the highest level, and that is dvika. When a person becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the highest level of Seydis HaTorah. Yishakeini minashiko ispiu. Because HaVeyocha, well, we don't fully understand what this means, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person becomes one, chad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Seydis HaTorah. When a person gets the nishmas HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaVeyocha says, I'm going to give you my nisham, whatever this means, the nishmas HaTorah, the closest a person could get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's dvikas. That's dvika. When a person is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the ultimate level. The ultimate level, and in fact, it's very interesting. The makar for Birchas HaTorah is Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugayt Elelikeinu. Kishem Hashem, the Shem Hashem, the Sfarim bring, they bring down, Shem Hashem is referring to specifically the Seydis HaTorah. When we, they say that some of Farshim say that when we daven in the bracha of Yoidei Shemecha, to know the Shem is referring to Seydis HaTorah. The ultimate level is that Hashem gave us a Torah that through this we get the Shem Hashem, we become chad with the Shem Hashem. You saw the rights of Kodesh Baruch Hu chad, become one, dovok, dvekus by Kodesh Baruch Hu, ledovok by. That's how we thank Hashem for the Torah that He gave us. So this, the three levels of these are the three levels of this cheshek, chifetz, and vika. Is the three levels of shaloi lishma, metayich shaloi lishma, ba lishma, and then the highest level of the pnimius Torah to be dovek Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shkayach.